Welcome to the Roy Matlock Jr. Money and Business Hours, where he'll help you fix your finances once and for all. To reach Roy, call 615-843-2999. That is 615-843-2999, or visit RoyMatlockJr.com. Now, here's your host, Roy.
Roy Matlock Jr. here, and we're doing the Money and Business Hour, and we just continue to put that education out there, because with education, you can have more confidence, and the more confidence you have, the better off you're going to be when it comes to making good decisions over time. And all those good decisions are like compound interest. We make good decisions, good choices, and eventually we get good outcomes. And today we're going to continue down the path of some of the things that you run into, some of the different things at retirement. So you're either right about to retire or you are already retired, and some questions and some of the biggest risk. We came off of last show where we talked about some of the, there's seven basic risk involved in that. So I'm going to talk a little bit about that and then give you some ideas on how to avoid that kind of stuff. And so first thing we always got to do is we got to consider when we retire our income sources. And so if you start looking, there's all these different things that you can do to generate income. So you've got different types of income. You got Social Security. The decision then is, when do I start drawing it? I have maybe some pensions, and do I have those protected in any way? In other words, am I getting the life income on it, or is it a joint with survivorship? We have to figure out a way to protect our purchasing power, because that affects our income. You know, with inflation, rolling high, you better have something like that. You got to figure out what you are going to do about your health to make sure that, hey, if you were to go into a nursing home or anything like that, you may have money sitting at the bank. Rates are low. Things a lot of people don't know is something called an in-service withdrawal. Once you reach 59 and a half, it opens up your retirement plan options to where you can stay at your job and then continue to contribute to your job, but roll over your existing balance. I have a lot of clients to do that. Should you convert to a Roth, okay, when you retire? Should you downsize your house? What about our mortgage? Should you pay the house off? Or what about a reverse mortgage? And then how much should I withdraw? So think about all these things that go on. And a lot of people are out there, they're trying to get ahead. And if you're listening right now and you say, man, I didn't think about all that. Well, guess what? That's what we do. We help people create retirement income plans. You know, for the most part, if you have somebody helping you or you have some idea, you can pick a target date fund at your work, and you just start putting money in. You don't think about it. If you buy those target date funds, in most cases, they're going to do you pretty well. And you put that in your 401k, you just keep on rocking through that, and one day you have all this money. Well, then that's what are you going to do? Now we got to go to the second wave, which is, when do we pull it out? Which one do we pull first? What about that kind of stuff? And so today we're going to get into that. We've got Social Security, we've got company-sponsored plans, individual IRAs, we've got outside investments, we may have annuities, you may have some real estate. So you got all these different things that we're going to choose from. And I'm going to just give you one quick example. I have people all the time, they ask me, when should I pull my Social Security out? All right. And generally speaking, and what we do is kind of an analysis of your situation, but the sooner you pull it out, unless you're working, okay? Now, if you're 62 and not working, I tell people, go ahead and pull it out. Do it now. And if you're still working, you're going to have a Social Security age about 66, 67. That's going to require that's when you get what's called full Social Security. And what that means is that you have worked to that age. And now if you earn money and you're still working, you're not going to get penalized. Where if you take it earlier, you're going to get penalized. And then you wait all the way to age 70. So let me give you an example. Just the pure math. If you take your Social Security, now if you're working, you're going to get penalized. It will come back later, but you get penalized if you are working and you start at age 62. But I know a lot of people that, hey, they're starting, they're 62, all right, and they're retired, all right. And if you go ahead and take it, just the income, if you're a maximum Social Security, now get this, $2,368 will be the maximum amount of money you could get when you're 62. If you wait until you're 67, you're $142,000 in the negative already by waiting. If you divide that, now the difference is if you wait, you get an extra $1,015 a month. So let's think through this. So if you take it at 62, you're not getting penalized, you're working. Okay, not working, you're not getting penalized. So you're getting the $2,368. That is $142,000 that you're going to have received by the time you're 67. If you take $142,000, divide that by the additional amount of money that you would get by waiting, that's 139 months to break even with no returns. If you're 67 and you wait to age 70, the difference is $3,383 versus $4,195, okay, maximum payout. That is $121,000 you're in the hole. And if you take the additional $800 that you are going to get later, how long does it take to make it up? 149 months. Now, so what happens is, that, and that doesn't include if you invest that money. So I always tell people, if you're not working, take it early, generally speaking. It's always, we got to look at things. And then we can invest that money. And if you're at 67 and you're working, 66, 67, you're working, go ahead and take it. We can put that into a retirement account even because you're working. And so there's all these different things. So that's just some ideas. If you need help on trying to figure this out, we sit down, we do a complete analysis, like a retirement income analysis, where we'll take a look at all your resources that you have, everything from your, you know, should you pay your home off, give you all the recommendations, that kind of thing. We'll then in turn look at all your income sources and say, here's the one I would pull first. And here's what we would, why we would do that. This is the next one, okay, that I would pull. This is what I would do with my existing IRA. Would I convert it? Possibly. All right. We'll look at your mortgage and find out, you know, when rates are, you know, I call it almost free money because you're getting it at like 2.5%. Should you even pay your house off? Generally speaking, I think it's a bad idea. I say generally speaking, pretty much across the board, I think it's a bad idea to go do that. And so what we'll do is, and when you're thinking through your retirement planning, first thing you got to do is you got to have a plan, okay? And the plan is, let's take a look at everything you're doing. So today we're going to get into and continue on some of the different things and decisions and risk that go into retiring. So if you're right now getting ready to retire, or if you're over 59 and a half, you really need to be listening in on this, because I'm going to give you step-by-step a plan of action to create a lifetime income with the resources that you have. And so with that being said, visit RoyMatlockJr.com if you'd like to find out more about our retirement income analysis, where we'll sit down and show you where to go. We'll be right back.